How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? Where you've passed, how things moved? Have you seen of the kingdom of God? And it's moving on to doing its works. Joined on it, for you entered in it. You saw it and you entered it. The kingdom of light. Let me hope you've done things of light. You know, we have the kingdom of darkness that they saved us to get from it. That he saved us from the kingdom of darkness. And they took us to the kingdom of his Son. The kingdom of the much light. The light of the knowledge and understanding. Praise Jesus so much. We thank him even today. He's gathered us. And we want to use well the time he's given us. But let me tell you one thing. We are no more going to tell you come in the front seat. No. It's never to happen again. But you will yearn for it in a little time from now.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Wherever you sit, sit. For we've tried to handle you in a way which is so easy.
But
just a little time, you'll be yearning for the front seat and you don't see it. You will run quick, try to come early.
There
are those who came early in the night and they stuck in the front seats. Now we're
no more
going to tell you come in the front seat.
Yes.
Though child of God, but we're not young children. To be children of God doesn't make us young children. For it says, let's be young in getting humbled in character, but not in our actions.
If we do
acts of the young children all the time,
every time
we sit in the front seats, not at all. We're no more doing that. Just as God stopped giving you the envelope, put offerings to bring for him. That too ended.
No
more you'll us tell you sit in the front seat. We are going to leave you sit wherever you sit.
And
what is to happen, let me tell you.
Oh,
not to tell you, but let me tell you.
You
are going to trouble
the Holy Spirit
where you are, but it is not going to write in you any word again. That's the command
he will touch.
Tell not anyone ever
agenda
the word. He will run in themselves with manual efforts.
You
sit the seat, ignore the
prompt.
Sit where you want. Write scriptures in yourself with manual.
Not
Holy Spirit who has been putting you in the front. You leave front seats all the time. Let us see how you'll do it. No, last Sunday but one. He told us, I'm going to beat you again for 1 month. As we were there, they have burnt a school. As we were there, there's someone they slaughtered. I'm not going to mind, I'm going to keep silent. I will not speak of anything in this month of what happened, except to update you that this happened. Until his month will finish. But if it passes your home,
not
in the kingdom of God is not good.
Yes,
when God loved the world, he gave up his Son. But he did force us to believe him. Whoever believes is not condemned. He will not believing is already condemned. Gave him with much pain. You people don't want to believe.
If they believe it's up to them.
If we gave up the son with much love,
yeah,
who would have forced to say you have all to believe? But he left it to us. If you refuse, we decided to believe we came here and we came to him. And we believed him to teach us to
profit.
But I proved the time he's taught you how to see it. And told he's not the God of confusion. It's much time. Told you to profit if you don't show the profiting. Praise Jesus so much. We want to move on seeing the schemes of Satan. Satan's schemes against God and the church. Praise Jesus so much. And you know where we ended last time. We still separating the spirit of God and his works of righteousness from the spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness. And we look in much to that heading. The spirit of Satan which appears in the form of the beast. The fourth beast, which is known as the Roman Empire. After fighting the right Christ and this church, to creating its image, which is called the Roman Catholic Church. There arose many religions and the beliefs
which
appeared as if they are on the Christ Jesus our Master. And they appeared as salvation, in which we've seen many religions. See, when we saw the Holy Spirit arise salvation from America, right from the 1800s,
and 1800
AD, and the spirit of the devil began to throw down that salvation right from the 1906.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But we've been going back trying to lighten for you that Holy Spirit, when he was renewing the gospel of salvation, he brought back the gospel of first seeking the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. But as we reached 1906 and that gospel had begun to phase out,
now
God has given us a chance as the nation of Uganda,
Africa,
on behalf of Africa and on the entire world, to restore again the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, as we led by the Spirit of God. That's why it required us to answer the four questions. What is seeking the kingdom of God? And how is it thought?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Push to go back in the book of the Lord to read and look here. And we were taught how we can seek. But this second question has taken us time up to today. What's the kingdom of God that we seek for? And how is it thought?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We want to end and finish that second part. Or the second question. And we head on to the third question. The rightness we seek for, what is it? And how is it thought? Then we shall end up with the fourth question. What is the kingdom of heaven? And where is it found? But we are right still on the second question. What's the kingdom of God that we seek for? And how is it thought? We discovered him, the kingdom of God,
and
the Holy Spirit and his works. According to Matthew 12:28, and tells us, as if I chase demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you. Now we saw the fullness of the Holy Spirit, and we were given the names of the seven spirits which make fullness of the Holy Spirit. In the Isaiah chapter 11, the verses 2, where there is the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of power, the Spirit of the knowledge of God, and the Spirit of the fear of God. And we began to cover one by one. We first saw the Spirit of wisdom and how it shows the kingdom of God, as it teaches us to seek for it. It showed us the foundation of everything in heavens and earth, and is the one involved in it. And we went to Spirit of understanding and how he manifests the kingdom of God, and it teaches us to seek for it. And he says, us is the one who put all things command by command. Command by command. 2 to 4 commands. And he showed us, he put them line upon line. Line upon line. 2 to 4 and above lines. In our speech, in our movement, in our sowing, in all things. And he said a little here and a little there, to say from the Old and the New Testament, and in the language which is, everything began on a little to become much. Now we moved on to the Spirit of the counsel of God, and how it shows the kingdom of God, the Spirit of the counsel of God, he of seasons and times of everything. As Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, so everything under the sun, he gave it its measurement, and the seasons and times.
It
moved on, saw the Spirit of power, and how it shows the kingdom of God. Praise Jesus so much.
And
teaches us to seek for it always. For the Holy Spirit is spoken of in the John 14:26, that when he will come, he will teach us all things. He will remind us all things. First, through the Spirit of power to show us the kingdom of God, and he taught us how to seek for it. And he shows us the power which grows all things. How the bones grow within the womb. How the plants grow. It shows us how it comes out in our world. Power holds the mountains and the valleys, the seas, and every flatlands.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Showed us how the planet Earth is in the format of the heavens. Showed us the stars big enough in the sky. And he ended us there. He will come back to give us the fullness. To above the heaven.
We had
the spirit of the knowledge of God. And the way he shows us the kingdom of God. And we saw the first part. And is the spirit of the light of life. And he gives us knowledge, the light of knowledge. And he told us that light in it is what is eternal life. He explained us to John chapter 17 verse 3 that truly eternal life is to know the one true God and the Christ Jesus he sent. But when he took us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7, he showed us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. And he showed us indeed eternal life comes from the spirit of knowledge.
And
upon there is where we get life of every creation. That's why he explained in John chapter 1, verses 4. And he said life was in him.
His
life became the light of man. He explained us of our spirits. How they were gotten from the eternity.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We are going on the second part of the spirit of the knowledge of God and how he shows us the kingdom of God and he teaches us to seek for it though it's in our midst. We had no eyes which could see, but the spirit of the knowledge of God or the eye of the knowledge of God once move on, reveal us the kingdom of God in our midst. And then we shall be taught how we seek for it. Praise Jesus so much. When we shall finish, we shall see the spirit of the fear of God. And it will show us the kingdom of God. And we end up with the spirit of the Lord. But let's see the second part of the spirit of the knowledge of God. In how he manifests the kingdom of God in our midst. And he teaches us to seek for it.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus so much. In this second part is where you're mostly going to get light of the spirit of the knowledge of God and how it manifests the kingdom of God our way.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
So much. On the other time he showed you God and hardened the message. For we spoke of life which comes from knowledge of God. Life of everything is hidden in the heavens and earth. Hidden under the light of knowledge. Under the spirit of knowledge of God. Praise Jesus so much. There are five criteria. Those you're going to write down there. Five criteria, levels through which you see the light of life through the spirit of knowledge. Five criteria or levels through which you see the light of life through the light of knowledge. There you're going to get explained well. And you see how it shows you life.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The kingdom of God and the spirit of life, it's in every place. Five criteria or levels of the light of life
are
shown by the spirit of knowledge in our midst. The first, light of life which appear in the spirit of all creations. Light of life which appears in the spirit of all creations in heavens and earth. That is the first level. Light of life which in the creation spirits of creations in heavens and earth. That's the first criteria. Light of life which appears in spirit of creations in heavens and earth. The second, light of life which appears in the blood in bodies of creations on the world. Light of life which is in the blood in bodies of creations in all the world. Light of life which is in the blood of creations. Light of life which is in the blood
in
bodies of all creations on the world. That's the second. The light of knowledge which moves on to show you the kingdom of God. Now the third way, light of life which is in the water, which is on the world. Light of life, which is in the water, which is on the world. Most people say that water is life, but what's hidden in it is what they never knew. They call it the light of life or the light of knowledge, which comes from the spirit of knowledge of God. The light of life, which appears in the water, which is on the planet Earth. The fourth part, on the spirit of knowledge, through which you manifest the light of life. We are on the fourth. Light of life, which is in water of life, which is in the living water. Light of life, which is in the living water, in bodies of creations in heaven. What is the, what we call the blood of heaven? But they call it the water of life. Fourth part, the light of life, which appears in the living water, bodies of creations in heaven, starting from the stars. This day, don't tell me you're getting confused. This we see the kingdom of God and the spirit of knowledge. This is the light of knowledge, the light of life. Shows us life in different ways. Now listen, that fourth way, the light of life, which appears in the living water, which is in the bodies of creations in heaven, starting from the kingdom of the stars. They do have their blood, but because that the blood is called the blood of life, it's called the living water. Just as you do have life within your blood, in heaven flesh and blood does not prepare.
Now,
bodies of heavens are there, but they don't hold this blood in them is living water. If you want to cut off head of the angel, you will not see blood pouring. Now the levels of life, kingdom of God alone can show them to us. If it comes on the issue of life,
you
must enter in the light of knowledge, of knowing of the one true God and the Christ Jesus is saying. For that is the eternal life. And he said, life was in him, and life became the light of man. But because we didn't understand it. Now the fifth way. Light of life,
breath of God,
in what we call the breath of God. The breath of God. The fifth way, the light of life, the breath of God.
Kati yao Adam na mfuwa mumu
Adam, and God breathed in Adam the breath.
Ogoteguba moyo.
That is not the spirit.
Wabura ogoguba muko kustati ngo kubota ambura. Ose guno guwa abuero guli mumpewa. Okay.
The breath of God is the one which we breathe on. Is what started us to breathe, activated our spirits. It is the oxygen we breathe.
Breath of God.
But the breath of God, is what activated our spirits. Starts. Let me hope the kingdom has now gotten simplified through the spirit of knowledge. You know, last time when God hardened our will as we spoke, but began to break. That we can see how things are. Now those are five ways through the spirit of knowledge of God. Shows us the light of life which comes from the eternal life. But this life is not easy to see
it.
And I don't prove that you are not in heaven, okay? Those there know everything now. The saints and the angels. But I don't prove under the sun. The one who can understand this life. It is very hard.
But
as God has decided to tell us secrets of the kingdom, let us know them. Praise Jesus so much. That's how the gospel was to come from America. And we are shown everything. And
there
is nothing to be hidden. Everything which wasn't known then, to bring it in the light of knowledge. Now these five ways, the first one, it's what you wrote down. The light of life, which appears spirit of every creation in heavens and earth. That one, it's the spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The second way, the light of life, which appears in the blood, bodies of creations on the world. The third way, the light of life, which appears on the water, which is on the planet. You know, when we speak of planet, there are others. We speak of planet Earth here. Other planets too have water.
We
drink and there is no water, life in that water in other planets. And you fall, not down you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now the fourth way, the light of life, which appears in the living water, in bodies of creations in heaven, starting from the stars. Here we gave you an example. We told you they have the life. Fresh and blood never inherits the kingdom of heaven.
No.
Body of angels, what would have appeared as blood? It's called living water. And if it was possible, and you can cut the neck of the angel, you would have seen what powers his life. It's like a stream of living water. Now you, as you shed blood from an angel, comes living water. How do you think living water appears? Is it bluish? Or it's of light blue? Fifth way. Light of life in the breath of God. That which starts us breathing and begin to breathe out. You know, when you drink water, you cannot just realize life in water where it came from, except spirit of knowledge of God. Now we begin with the light of life, which appears in the spirit of creation in heaven and earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We begin with the first part. Light of life, which appears in the spirit of creations in heavens and earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. All spirits of creations, we remember in the first part, and they are gotten from the light of life of God. And our spirits were gotten from the spirit God. But God himself became the life-giving spirit. Yet we became created spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But as we fast the heart, Proverbs 20:27, our Lord spoke like this.
Ngero esule ya makumi abiri nolu nyiriri olwabiri mu omusanvu.
Proverbs chapter 20 verse 27. Ti.
Omoyo gw'omuntu yetabaza ya mukama. Ekebere bitundu byonna eby'omutima eby'omunda.
Yes, you have
praise yeah. Jesus so much.
Twategeera nti omwoyo gwava.
We realize
emyoyo gyaffe gyaggibwa Katonda.
Our spirits are gotten from God.
Egy'obutonde mugune kunsi.
Creations in heavens and earth.
Obwaliwo obuliwo n'obugenda
okujja. Which were those are and those which are to come.
Naye mu ngeri sura eno ey'amakumi abiri.
But in Proverbs 20, verses 27,
omwoyo gw'omuntu tabaza.
The human spirit is the lamb.
Which
God can straight use.
In
such as all body parts of a human being. The parts of the stomach and of the heart. And all.
Means
we started the human spirit very well.
It's
given us from the light of knowledge. The spirit of knowledge of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now,
that's why we are lightened. Every spirit of creation you see in heavens and earth moves on to manifest the kingdom of God. Through the spirit of the knowledge of God.
This
spirit who gives us light of knowledge of God and his glory. And when you look in the James chapter 2. Verse 26. When the body holds no spirit. It is dead. Even though it can have the blood. Life which is in the blood. Little life which cannot be that the body is living. And is told no spirit. Very minimal life.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let us read that verse. James chapter 2. Verse 26.
Yakobo esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu mukaga.
James 2:26.
Kubanga ngo omubiri awatali mwoyo bwe gubanga gufudde era n'okukkiriza bwe kutyo awatali bikolwa nga kufudde
nti omubiri nga teguli mu mwoyo.
That if a body holds no spirit
guba gufudde,
it is dead.
Ebiso biwa webiri bwe
bitibi. The eye are within the body.
Ebirawuli bino.
These are physical eyes. No, these called eyes. But these are not the eyes. These are glasses of the real eyes. Spirit which holds the real eye when it's out of the body and you go to the dead body, tell it, you open your eyes, see. Why can't it see? The rightful light is on the spirit of, is on the other eye of the spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
In
the real parts of the body, besides the privates, and the ones with poop and the rest, those are what which are not on your spirit. That is
true.
Our spirits are like of the angels. Angels, there was no man in the woman, yet they exist and live.
Yes, in a body system.
This is just a body system command. It's a cloth. Now, what is this? Life is appeared in levels. The life of the spirit of every creation in heaven and earth. It's real light. The light of the knowledge of God. Why is it the light of knowledge of God? For life was in him. It became the light of
God.
Those are our spirits in us.
James
2:26.
A
body without the spirit, it is a dead body. Even though it can hold life of the blood in it, but if the spirit is out of it, life in the blood is very minimal. Much life we started it is on the spirit. It was gotten from the eternity. God from the eternal life. As we hear in John 17 verse 3. That eternal life. It's not the one true God. And the Christ is sent.
Yokana 17:3.
John 17:3.
Yokani munya.
But John 1:4. He said life was in him. Life became the light of men. Yet in Proverbs 20:27. Says the human spirit is a lamp.
Yes, praise
what Jesus. Have you understood? Let me repeat for you brief. John 1:4. Life was in him. Life became the light of man. Proverbs 20:27. The human spirit is the lamp. Understood the life which was in him and became the light of men. That is our spirit. For he said the human spirit is a lamp which God uses. My head has understood. What about yours?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now this life
is
something they don't know in this world. And some of us eat our life. I'm going to eat life. Friend, the other is people say the other is alive. Is living. But what indeed is life? Life, you may say, is a life as you say. But what form of life?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The life of your spirit or the life of your body?
Here
is the life of the body from heaven, of the living waters, as we're going to see it. Life was hidden from humanity. They were meant to seek for it, for still too it's a kingdom. When
he
says, seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness, even life is to be thought about. For still we speak on the world, and you say your cow is alive.
It holds
life. What form of life?
When
you cut it, where does life go, and what indeed is life? That's the word which's been hard under the sun. We most of the time we fight for the life. We don't know we are fighting for the kingdom of God.
He
started to put life in levels when he passes the spirit of knowledge. The more you know, you get to know the life.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's read
James 2:26.
Yakobo esule yokubiri n'olunyiri olwabiri mu mukaga.
James 2:26.
Kubanga omubiri awatali mwoyo bwe gubanga gufudde era n'okukkiriza bwe kutyo awatali bikolwa nga kufudde.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Bagambye ndi okukkiriza okutaliiko bikolwa kuba kufu.
They say faith without works is dead.
N'omubiri
and the body without the spirit
kuba mufu.
It's dead.
Ani akoze omubiri?
Who uses the body?
Omwoyo.
The spirit.
Olwaliro nsonga
You say you are pointing. Do you think this finger is one pointing?
It's
not the one pointing. It's me who is pointing. Now I've refused. Why doesn't my finger point?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Problem
is you think your finger is the one working.
Yet
one working is you yourself, the spirit. That faith without works is dead.
Now,
a body without the spirit is dead. No one uses the body now. You know, the spirit has electricity on it. That's why they say the spirit is the lamp. Have you ever seen a lamp shine without oil in it? Now the spirit you see holds the electricity. That's why when you refuse to sleep, it strikes you with electricity till your eyes get red.
You
refuse to sleep, you get sick. It strikes you with electricity much that you have to get sleeping. You know the spirit. It's me myself speaking now. I decide my things. It's not the spirit which, the body which decides.
It,
if I'm tired, the body is heavy on me, I want to rest.
kakati guwa mubili kuine viyago vya kwegomba.
Now the body is desiring its own desires.
Ngamba tuja tulino tula waneno.
I have to sit here.
Me,
I say I want to sleep. The body refuses. I strike the body with electricity. And you begin to struggle with sleep.
But the
problem is never differentiated your body and the spirit. I've seen your hand. Praise the Lord. We have seen the spirit is what uses the body. But this spirit has no private parts. But when I go to the toilet, who uses me then?
When
the pain I get on the spirit comes from the body. For no one can slap the spirit right now. You can't slap the body and the body throws pain to the spirit. Now we carry the things are heavy, the body begins to complain. I take them. Let me tell you what happened. The body has a little of its life in the blood. And you can cut a hand and the spirit gets out. But life in the body begins to make it kick more. Life in the blood begins to kick. No one upholds it. Electricity is finished. From the spirit keeps the life in the blood to move on. If they get out the spirits, life in the blood, no more electricity to keep it warm and alive. And don't take me now much in biology. I ran it from it, did chemistry. Praise Jesus, brethren. Concerning life in the body, I testify of it that my neighbor rears pigs. One day they cut a pig and they cut off the head and they brought it and they boiled water. But what surprised me most, poured hot water and it's alive. They have cut off the head, but it was kicking and running. It's alive. It's jumping. Now you cut off your finger. It will begin to play from the ground. Don't cut it off. I'll give you an example. There are snakes. You can cut it and the it out. And it opens no them out. You put them out. A finger, it bites it. You cut the snake, it dies, but remains open in the mouth. That is whether it's dead. It will bite that tongue, that finger.
Take a
mistake of life in the body or in the blood. Praise the Lord, brethren. Me concerning life in the blood, I testify of it. One day we were still young and they cut a hen home. It was on a Sunday. When they cut it and they took off the head and another set it free, they told them hold it tight. They set it free. We are like here. It rained far from us. It had no head. I was wondering what is that.
Yes,
Jesus. That's what call life in the blood that we've not reached on.
That's
the peace on this world moving on. Kingdom of God does all that.
It is
very hard to analyze them.
Yeah,
he said in the journey of heaven we saw many things. Life, we started them in the second heaven where creation, spirits of creation come from.
Where
you can realize what's called life. But here in the world, discovered people never realize what life is.
As we see it,
we don't see it.
kubanga uli hanga mpulira obulamu.
I feel life.
Nungo machi bwa uliro.
What life are you feeling?
Omanyo obulamu obujja musayi.
No life comes in the blood. Comes from even food.
Getuita amanyi gemmere.
What we call strength of food.
Osobola okulya meno uliro obulamu.
Can eat food feel life.
Ate waliwo obulamu obuli mu mazzi.
Yet there is the life in the water.
Amazzi no uliro obuchi.
You drink water you feel life.
Not
understood to the children of men.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
The
problem which can be is this. Some people lift their spirits to contend with their creators. Your spirit, it is you yourself. Yet you have to contend with what your mind tells you. And many times you are too.
The brain
holds life, which holds a little life, and it contends with you the spirit.
And
makes you lift heavy words in that mind with your wrong understanding.
Which
comes from life in your blood.
And
you begin to abuse the creator who created you.
Yes,
you lift your spirit content with your creator or to quarrel with him.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
I
don't know whether I try to understand those words. According to Job chapter 15, starting from verse 12.
Okay,
let's begin from verse 11.
Yobu esule ye 15 n'olunyiri ole 11.
Job 15 from verse 11.
Okusanyusa kwa Katonda kutono tekukumala. N'ekigambo ekyo ogera nawe empola. Olunyiri ole 12.
Okusanyusa kwa Katonda.
The pleasure of God. Is it not enough for you? Even that word which speaks gently with you. You know, we see as we move like this, there is the word you hear from the Holy Spirit. Thoughts, I hate them. Yet thoughts to speak to you.
Even
you say, are these thoughts speaking to me or God speaks to me? The problem is that the word of God speaks gently our way. Let's repeat the verse we hear.
Job 15:11. Okusanyusa kwa Katonda kutono tekukumala. N'ekigambo ekyogera nawe mpola.
You've understood what I'm trying to tell you. You, the spirit, you and the body. But there is a life in your blood.
Move.
Use your mind, invent things.
And
be their dreams you don't know.
It's not true purpose,
but the head brings the dreams.
That's
how your brain can invent evil thoughts.
Now
who speaks to the kingdom, the spirit of God, speaks gently. Don't go there. And you begin to complain the thoughts. Who is speaking to me? I take two of the two voicings.
Now,
this kingdom speaks gently. What is wrong with him? Don't go there, you get problems. I will protect myself. You know, I trained martial arts. The brain is
conning
now. I agree with that. And the other leave you to go. The kingdom,
the
spirit of wisdom speaks from there.
Think
on that level, you read there, you understand it. Let's hear. Praise Jesus, brethren. Now the three are contending with each other. The Holy Spirit does like this. Acts chapter 2. Right on the head. The brain. They came upon them.
He
wants to speak with you. Have brains which also
build
you too, you are in them.
Now
quotations come from there. You are in the midst, the one supposed to decide.
Those
who speak with you, they're involving the brain.
There
coming also law of sin will get many problems there. If the brain is captured by the law of sin, and in it sits the law of sin, now you speak with the Lucifer straight. God bases outside to send his
message,
to warn you and to train you and teach you. That's what he calls the voice of God, which speaks to us as children. But it's not easy to hear. But it speaks very gentle.
When
you hear him roaring, he doesn't roar and speak loud.
He said,
"You, where are you going?" You see, there are my friends there.
And
said, those I become other people. All along I've been with them. The brain toward his stories. Let's finish in Job.
Job 15
verse
11. Job 15 verse 11. Kutono tekukumala n'ekigambo ekyogera nawe empola. Olunyole 12. Omutima go gukwatirira ki? N'amaaso go gatemeza ki? 13. N'okukyusa omwoyo gwo okulwana ne Katonda. N'oleka ebigambo ebiri bwe bityo okuva mu kamwa ko. Olunyole 14.
Uwulidde engeri omutima wongo bakwatagana.
The way the heart and the mind connect.
Bano be bayitamu omusayo
gw'obulamu. Out of this past the blood of life.
Okusobola okubanga na gugwogera
ebyago. Can speak its own.
Kakati no ne Katonda yagala kwogera nawe ekigambo kitononga gw'omwoyo.
God wants to speak to you a gentle word, you as the spirit.
Kade kizibu.
Now the problem.
You condive
what's in the heart and the mind.
Olyoko oyimuso
and you raise your mouth and speak wild words on God.
He
speaks with you in a gentle voice.
You're
not used to that.
One
day prophet Elijah thought God is going to come with thundering. Problem, he came in a still voice, small.
Elijah.
Say, Lord, you're still behind. Thunders have been you. Thunders the fire and the storms.
There
we as the spirit get the problem with our father. Our ears we are trained to be part of the body. Yet the spirit, it had been made here
as well,
which have to hear in a still voice in peace. Already they were gotten from the spirit of liberty. If you want to prove, get someone who is proud and threaten them, you will wonder the way that you relate to themselves.
Kubanga kastamaro omukange nyo system yombiri ngekutuka ko
them, the body's
ngomoyo kubanga ogwagala okuva mu kudeku
and the spirit wants to check out.
Ayizo kutia
they can hear and they feel hair is off them.
Omoyo kuvayo ne gwagala okotipanga body wabwe
overtake the body.
Wali ulide konga bakukanga,
have you had when they threaten you?
No uliranga masanyaza gajudo
mbido do do feeling your body.
Omoyo kuba gwagala kumirawo,
spirit wants to swallow you then.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you get someone,
even
though they are great, you begin to threaten them.
If you think things threatening,
that's why you can act proud.
I'll beat them when I reach them.
And they box you once, you feel you're weak, you can't rise again. Notice you ask someone when they
direct
you in hell and they target that spirit. You will fear.
I
never
used
in the life of the body and you act stubborn.
God put
in the lake of fire, melt you with fire and
you know
I'm God. Yeah, those who are big headed,
you put them,
grind them, they come out abuse God still. Those are one thrown in hell. Stubbornness reached their spirits. Bible speaks of revelation.
Even
abused God in responsible for
the torment.
Those ones became stubborn and the spirits got mad. And madness did end in their body, but it consumed their spirits too.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
But
the spirit was made meant to be gentle. That's why, as a pastor, you have to act stubborn. But because of the body, you do it to others. If you prove you're someone who is stubborn, act stubborn on yourself.
When
body begins to act stubborn your way,
if
you get cigarette, you are a spirit in you, but you're smoking. Because of your body, which is getting stubborn your way.
Because
reach a time when they strike you and
to feel you
balance, you can't balance.
Spirit
says
draws
the system from the body. Yourself, you break from the body. What happens is drunkard begins to stagger. The spirit pushes the leg, but the alcohol is filled in the body. You feel you cannot step. You are there like that. The problem is not the one which stands. There's no body standing without the body. There's no body standing without the spirit, for it's a dead body. And if you put alcohol in the body, the body made you drink. The spirit disconnects from the body.
You
begin to speak using your own thoughts. Whatever you find, you speak. The spirit is not involved. The spirit, as if it comes, and
it's
not connecting alcohol as much.
You know
why things happen like that? The kingdom of God, let it tell you through the spirit of knowledge of what happens. What they call hangover. The spirit beats this body. Yourself, you punish the body where you live.
Hangover.
And you feel hangover after in the morning. Now you see the human being. Human being passes by the thing. Life, they don't know it, they find it getting astray from them. The spirit never smokes cocaine.
The body
deceives them, smoke cocaine. And the spirit disconnects gradually from the body. You begin to see as if it sees, it is not seeing. You see holes. You want to step in
them.
Your eyes want to see it. It's not seeing, it's far from the body. What happens, you see things different. You may smoke cocaine.
Now,
head wants to see the right things. The eye in the spirit. But the brain put in things funny in itself. See, all buildings are tall around you.
When you are
in New York moving.
Praise Jesus.
But no, scientists too have never realized what's in the midst there. Why can someone begin to smell and take the scent of petrol yet? anusa mafuta burungi gana again nyonyi gana that of aeroplanes
nala wanga mwemuli bumpi nyonga ye muwanfu
and they see you are very short and they are very tall. What happens?
Omoyo kubanga gwe gula bagwe kubanga gwe muwanfu teguli meeting
what people it's very tall. Now he sees you in the body, yet he's in the spirit
now. Others
say we are going into the tall things now, the tall rim. The language of those fallen angels going in the tall rim now.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
when we speak of life in the spirit, the life of life
in the spirit,
on all creations in heaven and earth.
That life
is not like the life in the blood. Life of your spirit
was
meant to live forever. If you handle it wrongly, end up in the lake of fire to be melted forever.
That's
life on the guarantee to outlive forever. Praise the Lord, brethren.
Mutume kusokera dala twaulira nti omukama wafe omukama momwe mutukuvunga akomya obulokozi ya sokere yowa muchi mu England.
We first heard how the Holy Spirit restored salvation through England. Abuzabujana
enti bali balino okola chi
that they were meant to seek the kingdom of God. And in Matthew 6 tells us to seek for it. We
hide
as we seek for it. You have to go back to the book of the Lord and read. But now the question is Matthew 16:26, what does it profit
to
fasten the entire world or forfeit their soul? I have heard if you handle wrongly your spirit, you the body, oh the mind, you can make it forfeit to the lake of fire. If I want to see the kingdom of God, and I get the Bible, I want to read it, but I have much sleep, and I've heard that the spirit itself
is
a human being with electricity to sleep. What is now causing that sleep when I want to read the Bible? But a human spirit to give them sleep. You sleep in time and season, folks. If you find you sleep every time, there is a spirit of Satan aside sending you electricity, which is not usual.
The
real spirit of mind, it was set rest in its measured time.
It's
meant to be 4 to 6 hours.
It
has a setting to rest. It's
normal.
If you say it's beyond that, you know, maybe the brain or life in the blood is weakened. They are fighting.
Well,
there is a demon out affecting you in
the
past.
When
you get the Bible, it sends electricity your way to sleep. And you begin to sleep. But if you are like that, you come, we pray for you. Blood in the life
of
the problem. Oh, there is a spirit from God. Strikes you with electricity. And you feel the head is so heavy.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I hope you've gotten an answer for that.
Things
of the real spirit is in time and season, like Ecclesiastes.
Ecclesiastes
3 tells us from verse
1.
When you reach a time of change from the body, you cannot remain it in the body. Even if you bring all your medicines, not treated by that medicine. But most people think that the spirit gets sick.
It
gets sick of the sickness of sin.
And it's
the sickness which takes it to the hell and to the lake of fire. The sickness of sin. But remember,
begins
from your mind and enters the heart.
And
heads on your spirits.
Still,
if God writes righteousness in you,
I'll
write in your mind, even in your heart,
even
in your inner man.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's read in the Job chapter 2. Verse
20
and
21.
We speak of the light of life, which appear in spirit of creations in the heavens and earth.
Job chapter 2,
Job chapter 1, verse 20 and 21.
Yobu esule soka nalunyola makumi abiri.
Job chapter 1, verse 20.
Awo Yobu nagolokoka na yuzo munagiro gwe. Namwa omutwe, navunama kutaka na sinza. Abiri murumu, na yogera anti, navamu lubuto lwa mange, ngandi mwerere. Era ndiddayo nga ndi mwerere.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yava mu lubuto lwa mama we.
Came from his mother's womb.
Ngali bwerere.
He was naked.
Yali kugamba bwe agamba era ndiddayo nga ndi mwerere.
He said, I'll go still back naked.
Ichechi tufu chayogerako.
What exactly was he speaking of here?
Motemiseo ekisoke suliyo mukago nyuno musa.
First Timothy 6:7.
Abayogera ku myo jafe nengeri jyo jali tubwa mukozi.
Of our spirits and how they were brought on the world.
Timoseo ekisooka n'essuula ey'omukaaga olunyiri lwa musanvu.
First Timothy 6:7.
Timoseo ekisooka essuula ya mukaaga n'olunyiri lwa musanvu.
First Timothy 6:7.
Kubanga tetwaleeta kintu mu nsi, kubanga era tetuyinza kujja mu kintu. Olunyiri lwa munaana. Naye bwe tuba n'emmere n'ebyokwambala, ibyo binatumalanga.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Fetitualita.
We bring anything.
No mubiri gwenyine gwe tulina tetwagulira.
Even the body we have, we didn't bring it. All clothing and things like those. We are spirits which are gotten from heaven.
It is
given different forms of bodies.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Know that even stars have their own spirit. Even angels have spirits. Even all forms of creation.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
But
we covered with body, flesh, and skin. According to Job 10.
Yobu esule ye kumi na uru nyiriri uru munana.
Job 10 verse 8.
Emikono jo jeja mumba jeja nkola. Wamwe rui ne rui na yon unzikiriza. Uru nye uru muenda. Nkwega yiri de. Jukiranga wamumba angetaka. Era uriza na temu mfufu. Ti omubiri gwange ogutuludenga amata. Nonkwasanga mata makaru.
Omubiri gwange.
You, my body.
Omubiri gwange. Ani agamba nti
omubiri gwange. Who is speaking my body?
Ye moyo kenyini.
It is the spirit himself.
Omoyo gukutekebwa.
The spirit put in you.
Weke nyini.
You yourself.
Go agamba nti omubiri gwange.
You say my body.
Okwasanga mata.
You've made it like orulimi
okwogera mbulijjo.
The language we usually speak of.
No gamba omukono gwange.
And you say my hand.
Sibwe kiri.
Is it not that?
Okuguru kwange.
My leg.
Gwani.
You who?
Eriso lyange.
My eye.
Omutwe gwange.
My head.
Ani oyo?
Who is speaking?
Naye tubitambulira mu lwakuba tubali tubimanyi.
But we move by them because we don't know them.
Ninga tutambulira mu bulamu obwogera ku bulamu obwa.
Yet we move in life speak of our lives.
Nga tutambulira mu mbeera eziri bwezi.
Move in situations.
Nga tulinganga abaagala okwetegeera.
As if we want to realize ourselves.
Yet
don't reach into realizing ourselves. It's where some come and say, if you'll die, they will bury you. Now the problem which is, the other who is going to check out is not known. Most at the body.
And
instead of burying the ground, you will come from the ground.
Something
different and meaning another thing.
Here
is where we failed and where it's caused many religions.
And
not being able to explain things of the kingdom.
There
is a problem concerning life, but the spirit of knowledge of God holds the light of knowing eternal life.
It's
the one who can explain us the rest of the life and its levels, criteria. Let's read the next verse.
Job 10
verse 11.
Wanyamba zediba no mubiri. Era wangata wamu na magumba nebinywa.
Nti wanyamba za.
That you clothed me.
Ediba no mubiri.
Skin and flesh.
Era wangata wamu.
And you joined me together.
Na magumba.
With bones.
Ani kuya.
Who did he clothe? Have you understood him?
Oyogetuwa gede komoyo.
That we speak of the spirit.
Weke nyini
you yourself.
Saba mukama wera biko.
Ask God that you see yourself.
Waliwe era biko mu
dabiru wamu. Have you ever seen yourself in the mirror? This is the light of the word, the mirror through which we can see all things.
It's
the light of knowledge when it shines. We shall see all things. And we see them in light. Ever since you existed, maybe you have never seen yourself. Although you go in a dream,
they
give you another body. And you don't see yourself.
You reach there,
you say, God, let me check out of the body. Body of the heaven given me.
Oh,
I want to see myself. You'll see you don't step on the ground. But you're all shining. You have hands. And they're shining. Most had most seen themselves before. In the mirror with his people. And he said, let me take it off.
Yet, you are on your body
playing with it. Know that you're on your body. You are there playing with your body. Let me ask a question. Let me ask
Robin.
Pastor Robina.
Mama, mtume Mugisha ya wasani.
Apostle,
kwe mubiri.
Mugisha married you or the body?
Yawasa mubiri.
Katigunga gomyambi yekuti yoku maintaining ensonga.
You as you have you, how have you helped him maintain the issue?
Wakati omubiri gwo.
For your body. It's like being used to help your spirit not to get lost.
For perhaps
immorality would have captured that person. Perhaps not being helped would have made them get lost. But see how he sends a helper and he
clothes
the things to be used and to begin to. That's why
you
say your body is not yours. It's for the man.
Even the one of the
woman and of the man is of a woman.
It's
not saying that you are of the past. That's what you exchange.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. I ask you. Let me ask of the
those are
older bodies are old. Good. Do we want the fresh one? Where's our microphone?
Deborah.
Where is our microphone?
Musimba Deborah.
Pastor Deborah.
Mpozi, uliyo musajia wa mugamba batia? Ya wasani?
Teacher Ed.
Musomesha Ed.
Teacher Ed.
Wama, wafumbi wa moyo gwe mobili.
You married in spirit or the body?
Mobili gwe.
Aha. You as
the spirit, how are you to help him?
You
the body, have you used well the you as the spirit, how have you used well the body to help him? Let me also pose it there. But I think we've understood it. He covered you with.
Job chapter 10
verse
11.
There is a life he speaks of.
Agamba.
He said,
"Me
as a spirit, life in the spirit, covered with flesh, bone, and skin, and you join me together.
You give me
life with favor. Which life? Speak of life, and the breath of life, the breath of God.
It
is speak of the life in the living waters. Here we don't want to think else. As I think wrong thoughts. And they speak of these streams which flow. They call them living waters. That is your madness.
Yes, dear, but
praise Jesus. Ecclesiastes chapter 3
21-22
speaks of spirits of different creation. Them
who
are covered with flesh and bone. Let us read Ecclesiastes 3 verse 20.
Bonna bagenda mu kifo kimu. Bonna bava mu nfuufu. Era bonna badda mu nfuufu nate.
Tuogera kwani adda mu nfuufu.
We speak of who goes to the dust.
Kati ndowooza otandise obitegeera
mu bingi. Now you've understood it well.
Omanyi wano mu nsi tulina ebizibu.
Here in the world we have a problem.
N'ebizibu bituyinza obungi.
Problems are much on us.
Omuntu omu atya okumuziika.
One person fears to be buried. Let me tell you,
ogombiri bajja kuziika ne bunaladde.
They will bury that body no matter where.
Wabula soka webuze gwe mwoyo dawa.
Ask yourself, you the spirit, where are you going?
Kubanga wakolebwa okuva ku butagwa.
Where you were made from the eternity.
Oyinza ozzungira mu geyena gwe
nagundi. You can meander in hell, let me tell you.
And
you see troubles in there. Yet you will not die.
The
spirit was made from the eternal God himself. When the hell era will wind up, you head onto the lake of fire.
The
issues of the body you had looked at
give up. You
try fight it.
That
doesn't use you yourself to make yourself get lost.
What's
made you can forget yourself? For you don't know even of it.
And
not many know their spirits. Not many, let me tell you. Find someone put on a miniskirt.
And
they have never seen themselves.
One of
the questions which came in my mind before I even knew God, it was 7 years.
Mzani.
Who am I?
It's
not me who asked them to me.
It
built itself in my head.
I
heard people say someone has gone.
Another
day is called to bury them.
The
one who goes is who?
And
this they bar again.
There's
another that he comes back to the heads of the living. And there's another buried. Who is the one they bury, the rightful one?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Where
I began a question in me. Who am I? For 7 years.
When it reached
14, I began to ask, now who are you yourselves? For me, I failed to understand myself then. When it reached 17 years, the journey of heaven began to answer those questions.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus. Not many of us know ourselves. And sometimes we've ignored ourselves. We made ourselves lost. That's why he said, Mark, what does it profit in the world?
And
you forfeit your soul. Now your soul is never eaten of this world.
It'll
you'll be in the eternal life.
Nothing.
The body is what is eaten, all things we've eaten. Eaten pork, your body.
It's
eaten bread, drunk milk.
You're
to punish it for nothing.
You
forced me to watch pornography.
Your eyes,
we are deceiving you that it's nice.
Now,
why is it when a dead body don't pick for another pawn when your body is then laid there? You know we had ignored ourselves.
And
we are putting clothed every good thing on the body.
The spirit has
not gotten the body from heaven. It's not gotten clothing from heaven. But you've punished your spirits. You yourself punish yourself, but you don't know it. You go rest yourself and you rest the body. But the spirit you have not prepared its rest.
For he said,
come all who are weary and burdened. You will see the rest of your spirits. You are traveling it, moving it in the discourse. You are going to
enjoy.
You reach there and you begin to jam, dancing.
And
those pastors strike them electricity, they have troubled me.
Yet what drives
you harm yourself when you don't know?
The
body persuades you. The body and the spirit, they are all against each other. They are in battlings, fighting each other. Now you've decided what?
You've
begun to understand what concerns your life.
You've
begun to understand yourself.
This
you meant to seek for it, friend. This was seeking the kingdom of God. That you can discover it. You yourself to discover yourself for you a part of that kingdom.
Olwabiri mwolumu
Ecclesiastes 3:21
Ani amanyi omoyo gwa bantu obanga guli nya muguru no moyo gwe nsoro obaguka wansi mutaka.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus so much.
Emyo ensoro zine emyoyo.
Animals have spirits.
Na bantu balina.
Even human beings have.
Ne munyenye zilina.
Even the stars have. In the angels.
Neba kerubi,
even the cherubim and the four living creatures and the 24 elders, they all have spirits, the spirit of life, the light, the lamp.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much.
Now
the way we think, let's get it get proper. Those who thought the kingdom in another way, they began to speak of other creations that they have no spirit. That was to cause the scorn on the kingdom of God.
Because
through the spirit of knowledge of God, the spirit of the light of life, which reaches eternal life,
shows
every creation in heavens and earth has the spirit of life.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
life is put in levels.
Now
we've spoken of that spirit.
Still
have to speak of the life in the blood. Speak of life in the water.
Speak
of life in the living waters. Speak of life which appears in the breath of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
But
when you end like this,
the
portion of speaking a human spirit is still white. But we want to summarize according to Jeremiah 20:10, these two, they are different.
bagambye tokabirona afa.
They said don't cry for the one dying. But weep for the one going. It's the spirit.
But
the problem is not in their home country, it's gotten lost.
Don't you have
understood that word?
We
all long in the world, we cry for this one. It's the cloth with cloth.
Even
little life of the blood which ended. And we say he's
dead. Yes.
To die is life
is anymore. Spirit
who is gone, who is having life which is gotten from
eternal,
is going to be where
you pushed it. The
question is, where have you pushed yourself? Let's read we here.
Jeremiah 22:10. Temukabira maziga oyafa. Sote mumukungu bagira. Naye mumukabire nnyo nnyini amaziga oyo agenda. Kubanga tachadda nate sote alira bansi yewaabwe.
Agamba nti ono mubiri yafa
mumuveeko. This body dies.
Temukabira tokungulunga.
Don't cry, neither weep for it.
Newangubadde obwakabaka bwa Satani.
Even though the kingdom of Satan.
Moyo gwa Satani.
The spirit of Satan.
Watu fure kifura nengi.
May twist
ne gutuza kuona ate ne tumukabira.
Cry for the one who's died. The body.
You
don't think for the one
born in
the original person.
And
you
need to
weep and weep. You have struck me, Lord.
Now
the one going wonders. They are taking me. You
are
crying for what? I am here. They are so much on me taking me.
No,
when they take you to heaven, you know what they say. Why are you weeping now?
Just enough.
I'm not dead yet.
I'm
going, moving on. Leave me alone.
Yes.
Don't know that's the kingdom.
Knowledge
is what can show you what's under the sun concerning life. May God bless you. Shall come back to see the other rest 4 ways of life.